Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, and pretty much about everything that could technically go wrong has just occurred in the last 30 seconds. But hey, I'm breathing, and I'm calm, and I'm grateful that you are here joining me on this journey as we all just try to stay balanced and centered and happy and grateful and all those great things that make life worth living. I'm all about positive energy and light. I want to elevate your quality of thoughts and what you think about and how you look at life in hopes that you look at life with happiness and calmness and being peaceful. And we're going to cross our fingers that everything happens the way it's supposed to happen technically. I know heartfully it's great. My heart is wide open. My love is here for you. I have unlimited love, not just unconditional, unlimited love. And I think that's, you know, what we're all really here for. I want to help elevate your quality of thoughts, what you think about, how you look at life, in hopes that you look at life in a more positive way. Because as I said, there are challenges, even putting this little show together, little technicalities here and there, but I'm going with the flow and I'm trying to decide which way do I want to start. Because, well, let's start with the 80th birthday of the Dalai Lama. Now, whether I know there are some political parts to the Dalai Lama, and I can't say I embrace every single thing, but it was his 80th birthday this week, and there's been a lot of talk and tributes and reaching out. I have this book in my home. I swear I do not even know how I got it. It's called How to Expand Love, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and I don't even know how I got this book, and I have this book. And there are so many things that he says that resonate with me. And I know, as again, there are some political situations, and we're not even going to think about that. We're going to think about how he is a leader of love. I want to be a leader of love, and compassion. And here are some of my favorite Dalai Lama quotes. Every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life, and I'm not going to waste it. Which is what I say on this show week after week and day after day. I don't want to waste a moment in angst and anger. So many people dwell in drama. I feel like a preacher. I hope I'm not preaching to the choir, but I'm with the Dalai Lama on this one. I don't want to waste my life. It's a precious gift, and when you really stop and think about it, maybe more people need to do that, it is a miracle. The way the human body functions is a miracle, and the better you know how that works, the more empowered you can be, and the healthier you'll be, and the longer you'll live, and hopefully in much happiness. Another Dalai Lama quote that I love is, if you don't love yourself, you cannot love others. You will not be able to love others if you have no compassion for yourself. Then you are not able to develop compassion for others. So again, I always talk about that. It's not a me first, selfish ego love, but you do have to love yourself and you do have to know yourself, your wants and your needs and your goals. And I always say to people, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I think, how can you be happy if you don't know? And it's our human right to be happy. That's what we're here for. I don't think we're here to struggle. We're here to love ourselves and share that love with others. And you got to be okay at home before you can go out and walk around the neighborhood and share that with other people. If you don't love yourself, then it's hard to love other people. So again, it's not an ego, me first, look at me, I'm the best love. It's a, hey, I'm okay. Everything's all right. And no matter what your parents may or may not have said to you growing up, I know I did not grow up in a nurturing home. But that's okay, I can nurture myself now, and I can nurture you. Maybe that is why I have so much love to give, because I never really got to share it before. But I can share it now, and I can share it through the great bodymindspirit.com radio.com, and I'm grateful that you have found us here, and spread the word. Let people know there's all sorts of great shows here. And it's internet, so you can listen to it anywhere, anytime, and that's the best part. So I'm grateful for you being here. The Dalai Lama turned 80, and another one of probably my all-time favorite Dalai Lama quote is, our prime purpose in life is to help others. And if we can't help them, at least don't hurt them. I just love that quote. That's my favorite quote. So I picked up my book, How to Expand Love by the Dalai Lama, and I wanted to find a couple of things here that I thought I could share with you in light of his 80th birthday. And let me read this to you. When I speak about love and compassion, I do not as a Buddhist, not as a Tibetan, not as the Dalai Lama. I do so as one human being speaking with another. I hope that you at this moment will think of yourself as a human being rather than as an American, Asian, European, African, or member of any particular country. Those loyalties are secondary. If you and I find common ground as human beings, we will communicate on a basic level. If I say I'm a monk or I'm a Buddhist, they are, in comparison to my nature as a human being, temporary. To be human is basic, the foundation from which we all arise. You are born as a human being, and that cannot change until death. All else, whether you are educated or uneducated, young or old, rich or poor, is secondary. And again, it doesn't have to be political, it doesn't have to be religious, it just has to be basic human rights that we need to speak about love and compassion. And we are human beings, and no matter how else we identify ourselves, Democrat, Republican, you know, upper scale, low scale, you know, however you want to identify, that's all secondary. First and foremost, we are human beings, and we are walking this planet on this often complicated, painful journey together, and we should be reaching out and finding what we can do to make it easier for others, to make it better for others, to help each other. It's about love, and it's about compassion. Really, that is what life is all about, and that is my message. And I try to add a little laughter in it. I'm pretty lighthearted. I say I, Lisa Berry, can find humor in pretty much every situation, which sometimes gets me into trouble, but that's okay. I want to laugh at life. I don't want to cry. I've cried, believe me. I don't think for some reason I can't cry anymore. I don't know. I think I'm all cried out. I don't want to cry. I guess that's just it. I think, oh, that's so sad, and I feel this way, and then I'm like, why can't I cry? I don't want to cry. I guess I don't want to waste my time crying. But I guess, of course, if you're going through something, it's a process, and you have to grieve, and you have to let yourself get it out. You have to get through it. But maybe I've grieved and cried enough, and I just want to be happy. And I want to laugh, and I want to share love, and I want you to feel it from me. And if you want to reach out to me, you email is the best way, lisaloveberry@gmail.com, and Berry's B-A-R-R-Y. Love to hear from you. If you're going through a hard time, if I can help boost you up, if I can help encourage you mentally or socially, please reach out and let me know how I can do that. The show is my way of doing it, and I'm always grateful to Penny Golden and Courtney and everyone at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com for giving me this opportunity. I'm a radio broadcaster. I've been doing it for, if I tell you too long, people think I'm old, and we live in America in an ageist society, and it's just a number. Somebody was talking about, well, if you get to be a certain age, then you have to grow up. And I said, oh, I'm never growing up. I mean, I'm responsible. I pay my bills. I'm a good citizen. You can count on me. I obey the law. But who wants to be old? Who wants to grow? What does grow up even mean? If I come from a loving place, if I come from a compassionate place, if I get on here every week and share my heart with you and my hopes with you and my dream of us all realizing that love and compassion are what life are really all about. It's not how big your house is. It's not your latest vacation or what your child is achieving. It's about love and compassion and getting through the day and feeling okay. That's what it's really all about. Getting through the day and feeling okay. That should be our goal. So now I have another part of my Dalai Lama book that floated to me somewhere through the world, and it's called, this part is called Becoming a Friend to All. A loving, altruistic attitude has only one face, kindness to others. However, this helps others and yourself both right now and in the long run. By truly becoming aware of others and developing respect for them, we ourselves become much happier and more satisfied, which itself has the outward effect of creating an atmosphere of peace. Now, listen to this part. For example, if in a room full of people, someone becomes angry and begins shouting, the atmosphere becomes tense for everyone. However, if every person in a group feels and demonstrates warm feelings and respect for one another, the atmosphere is peaceful and harmonious. The external emanates from the internal. If your motivation is coarse and rude, it would be felt no matter how pleasurable the circumstances. If your internal state is most paramount, if you become overwhelmed by mental discomfort, external things will not help at all. However, if internally there is love, warmth, and kind-heartedness, external problems can be accepted and faced more easily. That's basically just saying what I do this show for, what this is all about, endorsed by here by the Dalai Lama on his 80th birthday, that it's about being balanced. It's about feeling okay inside, and as I said, getting through the day, knowing everything's okay. That should just be your mantra. Just, I'm getting through the day. Everything is okay. It is, because there are so many things we can control. I always say, if I can control my bladder, I'm having a good day. Sorry about that. But, you know, you get to a certain age and certain things happen. And that has not happened to me, but that's just my line. Sorry. It's about getting in a balanced, loving, internal state and looking at life and how can I help others. That's your view. Not in look out world, here I come, and I'm going to pull out in front of you in traffic, which happens all the time where I live. I don't know if it happens where you live. But I don't want to look for that. If you get what you expect, you get what you're looking for. If you want to look at people driving rude in traffic, you just, as I say, drive up to the corner and you will see it. But if you want to look for love and compassion, it's out there. And I was reading that about the other day. I'm just finding myself. I want to walk the talk that I share with you. And I go out. I went to the movies yesterday, and the woman selling the ticket did not seem particularly happy or enjoying her. So I try to be as nice as possible. And I think she was shocked. I mean, those of us who have dealt in jobs with dealing with the public, sometimes it can be a little interesting. So maybe she's not used to people being nice to her. But I want to be nice to people. I want to share love, and I want to share compassion. And I want people to know you can get through the day, and it's all okay. And I can't believe that it's been 1 year. 1 year ago, I had the privilege and the honor of speaking to someone who I probably mention almost every week because I was so excited to connect with him and share it with you. And that is, say it with me, Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who is a Harvard University in America, one of the highest esteemed universities in the world. And he's a researcher and a doctor there. And he and Deepak Chopra wrote a book called Superbrain. And it was a year ago. I was in a lovely locale in northern Michigan and had an hour conversation with him, and it was amazing. It was amazing that he said yes, and he did the show, and we had a great conversation, and you can find it here on Body, Mind, Spirit. We catalog all our older programs, previously recorded programs, let's put it that way, that sounds better. Previously recorded, you know, you see that if you're watching TV, they slip it on real fast if it's a rerun or a pre-tape. So anyway, it was a previously... But my honor and your hopefully benefit to listen to Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who wrote the book with Deepak Chopra called Superbrain. In fact, they are working on a new book together. I can't wait till that comes out. I'm sure it'll be very controversial because I think they're talking about how you can change your genes and your genetics. You know, when I go to the doctors and they say, tell me about your family health history. And I say, just write doomed. Because every possible disease and every possible situation is in there. You don't even need to write it down. But they're saying, and we will hopefully be talking to one or both of them in the near future when the book comes out, that the way you think, the way you feel, the way you train your brain can change your genetics and change your health. So we will very much look forward to hearing about that. But I wanted to go back for a second because Dr. Rudy Tanzi, you know, you talk about super brain, and he shared one thought about stress in life and what's really good for us. So I wanted to share that, just a quick reminder of Dr. Rudy Tanzi from 1 year ago.
It's really stress. I mean, when you're worrying about stuff and you're stressed out, you actually produce a chemical in your brain called cortisol that kills nerve cells. So, I mean, stress and worry can physically kill nerve cells in your brain, which can contribute to bad aging of the brain, you know, to unhealthy aging of the brain. So, first and foremost, finding ways to not stress out and reminding yourself that you don't want your brain to use you, and that's the ultimate way the brain uses you is worry and stress. It's evolutionarily programmed for our survival. Okay, this is probably number one. Of course, exercise, good diet, all of these are essential for healthy brain, healthy heart. But psychologically, don't stress out.
Time for Elisa's love note. Tell yourself everything is okay right now because all there is right now. Breathe, relax, let go of fear, expectation, resentment, and anger. Look for and feel love whenever possible. Don't take things personally. Have gratitude. How can you help someone else? How can you help yourself? Thank you. love note for the day, a little mini meditation that hopefully helped you feel more relaxed. And there's more where that came from, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to share those. And if you'd like to hear more, reach out to me, lisalovebarry@gmail.com. You know, you're not defined by your past. You are prepared by your past. I love that. I keep getting that message a lot. I keep getting that message don't be wounded. Learn from your past mistakes. And, you know, we keep seeing more and more research about happiness. Happiness will make you live longer. And the positive effects of positive emotion and how it's good for your health. There are actually health benefits. Again, at Harvard, they've conducted a big study that explores that theory. And they found that emotional vitality, defined as a sense of energy, positive well-being, and effective emotion regulation, appear to reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. So, of course, exercise, we always hear about the benefits of exercise, but having positive emotions and having a sense of well-being and telling yourself, I'm going to get through the day and I'll be okay, is a way to reduce coronary heart disease. They've also shown that children are better able to focus on a task, and they have a happier disposition as young as age 7 if they focus on happiness and they have a center of well. So we can't start too early. So what comes first, health or happiness? Well, of course, hard evidence, what we've seen so far, is that a good sense of well-being, you're more likely to maintain good habits such as exercising, eating right, and getting enough sleep. I guess I worked early morning, so sleep is so essential, and I'm hoping everyone knows that. I don't even ever talk about sleep, because that, to me, that's a no-brainer. You got to get a good night's sleep. You got to take care of your sleep. Eating healthy and exercising, of course, are very important. And you also have to have a sense of purpose. If you wake up every day and you have something to get excited about and something to look forward to and someone to share it with, and sometimes maybe that's, this is it for me. Maybe sharing my love on a radio program is all I have right now. But I have kids, and you know I have a life. But it's a way of sharing it in a wider platform. I'm thinking I'm having an aha moment here that this is my love. This, I have worked in radio for a long time, and I shimmy up to this microphone that I'm talking to you, and I'm getting in your head, and I'm getting in your heart, and I'm getting in your home, and we have a connection. I hope you feel it as much as I do. Because I'm the gloriously lucky one to sit on this side of the microphone and share these thoughts with you and share love. Really, this is what I get to do. And I'm hoping you're feeling it. I know this is you're looking at your phone or your iPad or your whatever, how you're listening to this and going, really, this is love? Yeah, it is. Because this is radio, and I believe in the connection of radio, and I'm grateful for this opportunity, and we're in this together. I'm here for you, and you are listening to me for a reason, and I'm finding my Dalai Lama books for a reason. I'm not saying it's mystical and magical. I'm not that deep into it, but things do happen. I went to a party the other night, and I sat down. It was a beautiful home, a friend of mine, very blessed, and sat down at a table. A guy sort of welcomed me over there, and we started talking, and of course it was his personal trainer. So I'm like, why am I eating with your personal trainer? But he was more than that. He was a great guy. And I said, you know, the universe put us here together. And we had a connection, and we had a great conversation. And I was very blessed to meet him. And maybe we'll have him as a guest on the show, and he can talk to us about getting our physical health together. Because really, physical health is the number one gift. Don't take that for granted. If you, every day you wake up and something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, that's a good day. And I say that sort of jokingly, but it's true. So don't take that. I mean, you should wake up. First of all, you woke up. That's a miracle right there. Second of all, if you're not going to the doctors today or you're not seeking treatment and you are gloriously alive and healthy, then you should be singing Yahoo and being grateful for that. And if you are going through something, I have nothing but love and compassion for you. And that's I call myself the great distractor. And I think one of my gifts is having a good sense of humor. So I can distract people from those tough times and make you laugh and lighten your life a little bit. Because, as I said, why not laugh at life? Instead of cry all the time, why not laugh at life? I say these things and then I write them down. Why not laugh at life? You agree? You don't agree? Then email me, lisalovebarry@gmail.com. And we can talk it out. Respectful conversations are always welcome. So anyway, social connection is another way to improve your life. Celebrate community and connectivity is something we can just incorporate into our daily routine, even if there is not a scientifically proven direct cause and effect between such habits and behaviors. And there is an undeniable relationship, the connectivity. And that's why I do this show, why that is so important. Because, you know, without it, what are we? We are, I guess, alone in the world, and nobody wants to feel that. So I just appreciate you listening to the show and listening to my Lisa's Love Notes and my Dalai Lama quotes and my Dr. Rudy Tanzi telling us how stress hurts us and how we can be better in the world. And I came across, I always find interesting things that I like to share. And this one was 7 bad habits that stand in the way of your success. And well, let's go over these and see if they're affecting us at all. Letting everyone else define what you want. It's your life. So put a stop to allowing other people to decide for you. Take back control and set healthy boundaries. Make your own decisions and own your own life. Now, to me, I think that takes a lot of effort, but it's worth it. I mean, what are you putting effort into? Are you putting effort into watching TV? Are you putting effort into feeling sorry for yourself? And I say that because I can have my own little pity party. I don't like to. Sometimes I just think chemicals, and I always say never underestimate the power of hormones. Things happen, and they make us have some off days, but I seriously don't like to do that, and I don't like to waste a day like that. So I try to be aware of how I'm feeling and aware of what I'm saying and aware how my day is going, so I make sure I have the best day I possibly can. And, you know, everybody has their ups and downs and their ins and outs and their requirements and they're busy in their businesses, but still try to make it the best day ever. Playing it safe. If you're on a timid path, you're probably fearful about the future, but playing it safe will never be as satisfying or bring the rewards of taking the risk and going for it. And sometimes you get hurt and sometimes you make mistakes and you have failures in the process, but the choices you make along the way make the journey so rich they don't rob yourself of that experience. That's one of my, I hate to say fears, but concerns, is I don't want to miss out. There's so many cool places to visit and so many cool people to be with and so much fun to be had. Now, that's how I want to live my life. I want to have fun and be happy. Don't you? Why wouldn't you want to? Another thing that we should try to avoid is letting negativity rule. How many negative people do you have in your life? How many negative thoughts in a day? It's easy to be surrounded by negativity, even without being aware of it. But it's expensive. It also often comes at the cost of things you want. So get negativity out of your life and give that energy back to yourself. That's like pulling weeds in your garden. You got to get that negativity out there. Again, sometimes that's people. And sometimes letting go of people who are negative is not the easiest thing to do. And maybe they're a part of your family. And maybe they've been a part of your life for a long time. But if every time you're with them, they drag you down or steal your joy, really, why are you spending time with them? Unless it's somebody that you're helping, unless it's someone that you're sharing compassion with, and they need you, I guess it's okay for a while, but you just can't let negativity rule. Another situation you want to avoid is living in the past. Now, that is a tough one. Whether it's nostalgia for the good old days or an inability to get beyond a damaging history, dwelling in the past keeps you from moving forward. Dwelling in the past keeps you from moving forward. Do whatever it takes to bury the past so you can come into the now. How are we doing on that one? I know that when I think about the past, I think, I used to be so much skinnier and younger, and my kids needed me. And then I think, someday I'll be looking back at today and thinking, I used to be someone skinnier, you know, so I stop myself. I try. Sometimes it's okay to go there. I think sometimes it's nice to take a little walk down memory lane, but I don't want to wish for things to be like how they were, because things are the way they are right now for a reason. Found my Dalai Lama book, doing this radio show and doing what I want to do most in the world, sharing love and laughter. That's what I want to do. And here I am, and you're listening, and we're all in this together, and let's wrap our arms around each other and sway back and forth. Are you feeling it? That's what we're doing. And so I don't want to dwell on the past and think about how it used to be, because I know, and I say this to myself all the time, someday I'll be looking back at today, wishing it was how it was. So I want to be in this moment now, enjoying this very moment. And that's moment to moment. That goes all day. Getting through the day and it's all okay. That's our mantra for the show. And then proceeding with procrastination. You have a choice of how to spend every minute of every day. And it's fine to spend some time thinking and dreaming, but it's the time you spend getting things done that will move you towards your goals. Now let's examine that. You have a choice, first of all. That's my number one thing. You have a choice every single minute, whether you realize it or not. And yeah, it takes effort. You got to stop and you got to think, how am I feeling right now? That's why I like to be very self-aware. So when you have those down days or the hormones are kicking in or whatever the situation, I say, no, 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 you are not winning. I'm going to come from a place of love and laughter no matter what. And as I said, it takes some time. It takes some effort. But you have a choice. And you have a choice of how you look at things. You have a choice in what you say. You really, for the most part, unless you have a chemical disorder, and there are people who do, and I always say I'm not a doctor. Please get professional help on that. But you do have a choice in how you feel. You can surround yourself with beautiful flowers or beautiful people or have a conversation or send an email to someone you're thinking about and missing. Just connect any way that you can and make that moment a better moment, because we don't want to waste our moments in angst and anger. We want to live life to the fullest. Like we started out with one of my favorite Dalai Lama quotes, that every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. It really is a gift. It really is. How did we get to the point where people take everything for granted and everyone for? How did that happen? Relationships, you see it over and over. Marriages, people get married and they're so happy and they have the dress and the ring and the china and the honeymoon. And then a couple years later, they're mean to each other. And that happens with siblings. Although I guess that depends on how you're raised. If you ever were nice to each other to begin with, sibling rivalry, where does that come from? That's a psychological situation. But you can get over it. You have a choice. You can love your siblings, and you can love your spouse, and you can love your kids, and you can love your coworkers. You can love your coworkers. I think a lot of people aren't comfortable with the word love on the job. But that's who I am, and that's where I come from. And I don't walk around like, love you. Now, can you collate that and file it for me? No. But I do have it in my heart, and I do try to send it out. And when I'm on the radio, I literally breathe in peacefulness and love, and I try to send it out over the microphone and hoping people will hear it, because that's why I love radio so much, because you could do that. I can do it at the woman at the movie who selling me a ticket and not acting too happy. I can look at her and I can smile and I can speak in my nicest voice possible, and she can kind of look at me like, what's your problem? And why do people see love as a problem? I just wanted to help her heaven. I wanted to be nice to her because I know what it's like. And I wanted to share some joy with her. And not everybody is open to that. And some people are surprised by it. And as I said, I do have love at work, and you can have love at work. Just keep it in, just emanate it from a smile or a look or a touch or a moment of thoughtfulness. People are still surprised by how I want to help, how I want to be thoughtful. And I don't know if they're not used to that, but, you know, one person, one moment, one situation at a time. Getting through the day, I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to send you love whether you like it or not. And hopefully you'll like it, and hopefully you'll feel it, and hopefully you'll connect with it, and hopefully it will help you have a better day. That's what the show is all about. Never give up either. The moment you're ready to quit is often the moment right before it all comes together. Let determination and tenacity carry you through. Be the person who falls 7 times and gets up at 8. I guess I have always appreciated intelligence, and I appreciate ambition. Because to me, ambition is people who are looking at all that's possible in life and making the most of it. And I think that's great. And I hope you are too. And if you would like me to speak to your group or your organization, I'm available. LisaLoveBerry@gmail.com is how to contact me. And I really appreciate you listening today. And I, again, hope to hear from you. Would love to come speak to your group or organization. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Remember, we're getting through the day and everything's okay.